news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The first tropical disturbance of the season, Barry, is expected to make landfall late Friday or early Saturday in Louisiana, possibly as a Category 1 hurricane. Don't be lulled by the Category 1 designation. The winds aren't the problem with Barry. It's the water that's the threat, and it's a big one. The Mississippi River is usually at 6 to 8 feet this time of year, but it is at 16 feet now, and Barry threatens a storm surge of 2 to 3 feet. That means the river could crest Saturday at 19 feet, a level not seen in almost 70 years. Barry could also dump as much as 10 inches of rain before it moves out. Some Louisiana parishes have instituted mandatory evacuations for low-lying areas. Stay safe, everyone. Donald Trump failed and caved. Those are my words. The Washington Post said he backed down. New York Times said he had abandoned his attempt. And the Wall Street Journal characterized it as a major retreat. News outlets did not mince words on Thursday when describing Trump walking back earlier promises to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census form. Fox, well, they're another story. Their online headline read, "Trump not backing down in effort to count citizens amid census fight, announces executive order." Here's the bottom line. The 2020 census questionnaire will not ask about citizenship status. Donald Trump held a Rose Garden event Thursday afternoon to declare victory in issuing a lame executive order that actually follows a course proposed more than a year ago to assemble data from federal agencies and departments already in existence.
We are pursuing a new option to ensure a complete and timely count of the non-citizen population. I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country.
Now, it wouldn't be a Trump speech without a moment of, huh? He began with a particularly nonsensical attack on the left wing, who apparently has a bias against the word citizenship.
Are you a citizen of the United States of America? Oh, gee, I'm sorry, I just can't answer that question, and that's after spending billions and billions of dollars. There used to be a time when you could answer questions like that very easily. There used to be a time when you could proudly declare, I am a citizen of the United States. Now they're trying to erase the very existence of a very important word and a very important thing, citizenship. Far left Democrats in our country are determined to conceal the number of illegal aliens in our midst. They probably know the number is far greater, much higher than anyone would have ever believed before. Maybe that's why they fight so hard.
Attorney General Bill Barr did his best Roy Cohn for his lord and master and actually congratulated Trump. Speaking of Barr, the House earlier in the day announced plans to vote next week to hold Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in criminal contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with bipartisan subpoenas issued as part of the House Oversight Committee's probe of the administration's push to use the census to glean citizenship information. The House still plans to proceed with that vote if Barr and Ross do not turn over the subpoena documents. Adding a citizenship question to the census wasn't the only Trump plan he backed down on Thursday, though the other issue is getting much less coverage. NBC News did report on the fact that Trump backed down on his promise to lower prescription drug costs.
It's a frequent promise of President Trump's.
You'll be seeing drug prices falling very substantially in the not too distant future, and it's going to be beautiful.
But today, the White House abandoned its plan to lower drug prices by cutting payments to middlemen. Just last February, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar touted the idea as revolutionary. What changed? The White House says it's encouraged by continuing bipartisan conversations to reduce costs. It also claims prescription drug costs have declined for the first time in 46 years. Not exactly. Since the day President Trump was sworn in, more than 10,000 drug prices have increased. Only about 1,000 decreased, according to a recent analysis.
Today's announcement is the latest blow to the president's efforts to lower drug costs. On Monday, a judge blocked his proposal to require drug companies to list prices in TV ads.
In a vile Trumpian display, a cabal of internet trolls descended on the White House Thursday for what the administration called a social media summit. Instead of speaking with representatives from Twitter and Facebook, Trump invited conspiracy theorists, a meme creator, and a plagiarist, and praised them for doing their reprehensible trolling. And finally, some late-breaking news as we head into a weekend. Donald Trump announcing that embattled Secretary of Labor Alex Acosta is resigning. Acosta, of course, had faced mounting criticism in recent days for his role years ago in cutting a deal for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein that was ridiculously too lenient. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.